Bless your hearts, everybody. It's been a wonderful night.
Thank you.
Happy birthday for tomorrow, for Jane and to Mary. And you still look very young at heart, ladies. You have to tell us what your secret is. Okay, on a more serious note. So, the Word of God tells us that there is a safety in a multitude of counselors, that God designed the body to be of a family, that we are not to be out there on our own as a lone ranger doing it all by ourselves, not needing anybody else. So then when we are listening about this connection and staying connected, first and foremost we stay connected to God. We build a relationship. Not that we just go to God when we need something. That's not what a relationship is. A relationship is two-way conversation. So when we're having a great day, we thank God for our day. You know, we go to Him with thanks. We go to Him with a humble heart. And, you know, reflect on the way He's working in our life. Being thankful for His Son, Jesus Christ, that lives and abides in each one of us that believe Romans 10, 9 and 10. And this connection is also, you know, where there's no counsel, you know, this is also in Proverbs as well, but where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. So when we fall and we are alone and not connected, you know, what would be the purpose? You know, we get disappointed. We start to look for reasons why things didn't go right. You know, and God doesn't want us disappointed. He doesn't want us searching for reasons why things go wrong. Now, God is a God of love. I shared this last week, you know, when I mentioned about my colleague's grandson, 3 years old with leukemia. And people say that, you know, well, if there's a God, why does bad things happen? And it's a very simple answer. Bad things happen because there is a God of this world. And it's quite a serious matter. We really do need to understand in the beginning, back in Genesis, and how God wanted this family and how the devil wanted to be worshipped like the Most High God. Now, we don't physically see the devil, but we know that he works within people. People that have not turned their hearts to God. People that are usually very selfish and very self-opinionated and, you know, only want things for themselves. They don't take into account the thoughts and feelings of others. So the devil goes to work in the systems of the world, working within people's hearts and, you know, to kill, steal, and destroy. Now, if we are connected, first and foremost to God, and then to each other, to the ministers that are pouring their hearts out and praying for you and encouraging you, then we won't be disappointed. You know, and usually you'll find that the adversary wants to attack those that are walking strong. You know, he doesn't want us to be successful. You know, he only really wants us to be failures. But it's God that says that there is a safety in a multitude of counselors. Like here on the fellowship. You know, iron sharpeneth iron. We do not want to be doing this alone, guys. And if one hurts, we all hurt. So that connection is vitally important. When we continue to support one another and encourage one another, then that relationship will grow. We will stay connected first and foremost to God, and then to our ministers, and then to one another. You know, there's always an order with God, and God set it up and designed it for us to prosper and to be in health. The adversary, as I said, wants to steal, kill and destroy. We want nothing to do with him. We don't even want to give him any ounce of credit. But recognizing where these attacks come from, and, you know, where the adversary tries to get us to doubt sometimes. You know, but we're seriously strong believers, guys. You know, we know what the word says. And I've got a little something I want to share. You know, I love Maya to bits. She's my absolute world. And I found out the other day that somebody, not my daughter or my son-in-law, they'd gone out shopping. But I found out that somebody thought it was okay for a 5-year-old, a 7-year-old, and an 11-year-old to go to the park on their own. And this park is about 10 minutes down the road, and you have to cross a very busy road. And straight away, I was so angry. You know, I was like biting at the chomp. I just wanted to attack this person verbally, physically, in any shape or form that I could. Because we pray. We pray for our children, and we pray for our grandchildren, for God to keep them safe and protected, to keep them healthy and strong. And then it seems like, on the other hand, you know, there's a member of the family that just thinks that, well, you know, yeah, let the 5-year-old go to the park. And Maya's not streetwise. She's not, I think this was the first time she'd ever gone out on her own. I mean, I don't even let her out of my cul-de-sac on her own without an adult, you know. And the adversary would just thrive on that situation, you know. And then the 11-year-old would feel so responsible if something had happened to her or to his brother. But it took me a long while to get peaceful and to get calm again, because I could only imagine the thoughts that were going through my mind about her being in this park on her own. And if somebody did try to grab her, you know, these two little boys would have been so scared, and there would have been nobody there to protect Maya. And as all these thoughts are going through my mind, and the evil things that people do to these children, that I just, because Lawrence looked at me and said, "Are you alright?" I said, "No, I'm damn angry, but I can't talk about it right now." Anyway, I did manage to speak to him about it a bit later, and he got just as angry. But, you know, I lifted it to God, and I thanked God that he kept her safe. And then the next day I had her in the car with me, and I very lovingly explained to her, you know, that it's not safe. And if anybody ever says, "Yes, you can go to the park," you say, "No, I must check with my mummy and daddy first." Because, see, at 5 years old, they don't see the dangers in the world. Even maybe at 7 or 11, they don't see the dangers. And yet, I wanted God to work in my heart to explain to her without putting fear into her as well. You know, I don't want her to be afraid to go out. I don't want her to think that every time she turns a corner there's going to be a bad man or a bad woman trying to take her. But for her to have an understanding that she's too young at the moment to be going to a park on her own. You know, and the children are home from school, and you know, these evil people know that the kids are home from school. So they're lurking. You know, they're lurking. Just like the adversary says, you know, just like God's word says, you know, the adversary is roaring about looking whom he may devour. And that would, a roaring lion, yeah, that would have really tore our family apart. But I got real peaceful after I'd had all these bad thoughts and everything else, and I took the situation to God, and I asked God to really give me those fitly spoken words that I could speak to Maya and encourage her, and let her know how much she's loved and that, you know, God will always protect her, but she has to also take responsibility for the things that she does and not put herself in dangerous situations. And after I finished talking with her, she put her arms around me and she said, "I do love you, Nana. So how old will I have to be when I can go to the park on my own?"
21.
And I just looked at her and I said, "Probably when you hit your teenage years." But, you know, we got to recognize that. And again, you know, staying connected, having conversations with one another, you know, in emphasizing the importance of staying safe. Because in this day and time, you know, the world is just waxing colder and colder. But God initiated that God is love. And we all need to remember that no matter what happens out there, no matter what anybody says to us, God is love. God has not one evil bone. He is just the most awesome. And he often gets tricked, or we get tricked into thinking that these bad things happen because of God, and it is only down to the adversary and how the adversary wants to be worshipped like the Most High God. And it's important that we teach our kids that we serve a true living God, and that he is out there to have a family, to keep us protected, to, you know, hear our prayers when we call out unto him, to encourage us, to give us great reassurance that he is alive, and that also that his son Jesus Christ sits at the right hand of him, and he also lives in each one of us, and that greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. So when it comes to being connected and to encouragement, you know, there's no greater source than God itself. But, you know, we've also got one another, and that connection is vitally important. We don't want to be lone rangers. We don't want to be out there doing it on our own. You know, if the Word of God says there's safety in a multitude of counselors, then rest assured there's safety. You know, we want to be, we don't want to be out there with our ego and our pride thinking we can do it all alone. You know, we want to support one another and encourage one another. And, you know, there's no better that when we, as teachers, our pupils rise up to overtake us. You know, I was Lawrence's pupil many years ago, and I rose up to overtake him. So if I can do it, it's available for anyone to do it. You know, so let's spend this week, you know, really staying connected, and first and foremost to God and then to one another. And having great encouragement for the ministers that really put their lives on the line for us, guys. And that we have great avenues, especially with this Zoom fellowship, that we can call on any one of us if we have a problem. You know, if we have a problem that we want to share, we're all here. That's what being connected is. It's not sitting and suffering on your own. But then maybe you're having such a great week that you just want to ring up and tell someone. You know, let's start that relationship. Like the relationship we have with God, we should also have that relationship with one another. Because that way there are no cracks that the adversary can come in and steal, kill and destroy. And if you have a young child, you know, that feels very, what's the word, you know, she's very confident that she is not 5, but 25, and she can go do what she wants to do, and nothing's going to hurt her. You know, sit them down, explain to them. You know, I'm calm about the whole thing now. You know, that 5 years old, going to a park 10 minutes away across the main road, I was horrified, absolutely horrified.
It's a druggy park as well.
It is a druggy park, and, you know, that these two little boys, which are her cousins, they would have been horrified. You know, they couldn't take care of her properly. If somebody came over and walked off with her, these two little boys wouldn't know what to do because they haven't been taught. So, you know, the situation's put to bed now and she's safe. So then just to finalise, I'll finish off with a little funny story that happened yesterday. So Leanne took Maya to bed, and of course Maya hates Boris. Boris right now.
Boris Johnson, our Prime Minister.
Boris Johnson, our Prime Minister. Well, she hates him because he wouldn't allow her to go to school. And then she hated him because he shut the zoo and he shut the parks and, you know, she just, any excuse to hate Boris. Well, yesterday, Leanne put her to bed and she was in her bed for about 20 minutes and then all of a sudden, Leanne heard her screaming, "Mummy! Mummy, quickly, you've got to come, Mummy!" So Leanne thought it was a spider or something, so she's run up the stairs. And Maya's in her bed and she said, "Mummy, we have to ring Nana. We have to ring Nana quickly, so important." And Leanne said, "Maya, it's 11 o'clock at night. I expect Nana's asleep because she's got work tomorrow." "No, Mummy, we have to ring Nana. It's vitally important that I tell her the toy shops is open." Boris has opened the toy shop. So, you know, out of the heart of babes, she's just absolutely hilarious at times. You know, and the connection we have with her, you know, the relationship we have with her is phenomenal. And it just shows that I never ever thought that I could love my grandchild as much as I love my own children. But I do. I really do. It's like my blood. It's my flesh and blood. She's my daughter's daughter. And she's so much like Leanne when Leanne was her age. You know, with the quirky comments and the, you know, winging us round for her way of thinking. But when I see the relationship and the communication that I have with her, it's so precious. And that our communication and our connection with God and with one another is very precious too. So I encourage you this week to really stay connected, first and foremost to God and then to your ministers and to one another. And keep praying for one another and encouraging one another. And don't feel that you're out there on your own. We are not lone soldiers. You know, yes, the Word of God says that if we have burdens, some burdens we can share and some burdens, you know, are ours to deal with. But there are times when we have hardships and we're unsure. There's nothing wrong in giving someone a call and somebody that you trust to encourage you with the word, not to agree with you with the negatives, but to give you great encouragement and to help you build that word back up in your heart in the area that you're lacking. You know, that's why God gave us a family. So bless your heart.
I love you all. I think we should close with a word of prayer and have some manifestations.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this wonderful time to be together with your saints, Father. I thank you for your word. When it's spoken on believing lips, that it makes so much more sense to us and it just sinks in our hearts so that we can carry it with us and we can share it with others. And I thank you, Father, for the words that we're going to hear from you, God, that they're just for us, Father. You love us so much and you know our hearts and you know where we're at and what we need for today and tomorrow in our lives. I thank you, Father, for Lawrence and Kim, for blessing them back exceedingly abundantly above all they could even ask or think, Father. Thank you for the words that you're going to give us, and thank you for all the help that you've given us this last week, Father, for being with us and for looking out for us, for saving us from so many things we could have gotten into, but we didn't. And I thank you, God, in Christ's name, amen.
Amen. If someone wants to speak in tongues, interpret, unmute your mic and go away. Go for it.
I would. Umbra kishunta kretia. Plerumbari shishi. No kororo do tolalom. Brother Angela Kai, Guru Chincha, Chen Shun Shindin, the Gwyn, Melalala Plumblum, Kerenowoski, Anjana Lakia, Brablavan. I am your God and Father, the creator of the heavens and earth. Just look around you and see the beauty that I have provided for you
every single need. But greater than all the things that you see on this beautiful earth is my word, because my word lasts forever. And when you put it on, it will give you a healthy heart. So fear nothing, because I have provided for you with such abundance. And you only need seek me, nothing else. And please remember to support your people and to give, because that way you take your foot off the hose and open the windows of heaven, for I will provide for you.
Amen to that. Does someone else like to speak in tongues and interpret?
My little children continue to trust me, continue to come on to me, for I am a true and trustworthy God. Continue in my word and continue to put that word on your heart.
Amen to that. Peter, word of prophecy, please, brother.
Stand strong in the words that I have given you, my children. Know that I am your father. Know that I will take care of you. I will bless you at every turn, and I will hold nothing back from you.
Beautiful. God will hold nothing back from us. And Kayla, would you like to close out with a word of prayer, my love?
Certainly. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this beautiful, beautiful fellowship and your time today, God. I just ask, Father, that you would bless us with this time just intimately with you, God, as we continue out our either the rest of our evening or start our new day tomorrow, God, that you would just bless us with some quiet time, as intimate as this phone call was, God. I praise you for the birthdays and the lives in this call and this group, and we thank you. We seal this word that has been given to us today, and we thank you for all the beautiful testimonies and the works of life that you've given us to enjoy here on this earth. So we thank you, God, for the entire world. I pray right now for continual healing and life over this globe, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Beautiful. Amen. And Father, I want to thank you for Kayla and for her babies and her household. I thank you right now. I command any viruses to leave the body. I command restoration to the whole of the body, the throat, the lungs, the respiratory system, the cough, everything to leave right now. And I ask, Father, that you'll really bless Kayla and you really give her the things that she needs, and you'll inspire her and encourage her and provide greatly for her and her home. And I thank you for her children, for blessing them greatly, Father, because they're dear unto you. All the kids are, God. And we thank you also for Bambi's orphan kids, that she knows, Father, that they get so blessed by those songs and that you'll enrich their life and that you'll open those doors there for Bambi when she goes, Father, that you'll inspire her. And I thank you for Madeline and Michael and for Lindsay, and that you just take care of everything there, God, in a great way. I thank you for the finances of Mary just increasing, Father, that she has to do less work and you bring more finance to her, God, as she realizes that she's sown with expectation. Every seed she sows, that you're multiplying, God. I thank you for Barbara and for her continued health and strength, for Frank and for Annie, for blessing there in France and for great movement of the word there, for Maria, who joined us at the last minute, for blessing her greatly. I thank you for Cathy and the direction that you're working in her heart, and for Sarah, for blessing them. And I thank you for Peter, for the laborers that he's praying for, and for the open doors for him, and also for prosperity for all of us, God, that we can really be blessed to be that blessing that you've called us to be. I thank you for the people that couldn't make it tonight, Father, that you'll bless them greatly. I thank you for blessing Jane as well greatly, Father, a wonderful heart. She has a super day tomorrow along with Mary as well, the birthday girls. I thank you for their lives, Father. They're beautiful. And I thank you for Maria's family, situations, heart, mind, and energy, and strength, and deliverance there in the areas she needs it, God. And you're just a mighty God, Father. You see in order to provide. And you provided through the accomplished works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we just thank you that all the promises of you are yes and amen in Christ. And we just claim them and we declare them from our mouth, God, because you want us to speak your words from our mouth and believe it in our heart, and they will come to pass. So I just thank you for this and for a great fellowship next week. And thank you for every heart that's shared, Father, that you'll truly bless and comfort them and meet every need. And more testimonies, Father. We thank you for more testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.